Welcome to the Bad Influencers Podcast, where the rules don't apply, the tea gets spilled, and the influence, well, let's just say it's questionable.
We're your hosts, Shireen and Tracy, and each week we dive into the wild world of pop culture, social media scandals, and the messy side of being influential. From outrageous stories to unfiltered opinions, we're here to laugh, cringe, and call it like we see it.
We're here for the drama, the chaos, and maybe a little self-reflection, but not too much,
just a little. So settle in and let's embrace the mess.
Welcome to the Bad Influencers Podcast.
Hey baddies, welcome back to the Bad Influencers Podcast. Hope you're all doing well and having a great week. Before we get into the recaps of the week, Tracy, how are you doing?
I'm doing phenomenal.
Are you really? Tell us more about this phenomenal feeling you have going on.
Well, I went on a bachelorette party.
Oh, do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Sure. Yeah. We went to 30A, Florida. It's not a base.
Is it? Do you think it's considered like the Hamptons of Florida?
It's literally the new and improved Hamptons of Florida. No, but really, like, the sand is powdery and white. The ocean is like turquoise. I mean, it's Floridian water, and I'm not a water person. Everybody knows this about me. Like, yes, I shower, but it's like quick. Like, I'm like
so happy you at least shower.
Get in and get out, like, you know what I need to do. And I was in the water the whole time. I was just like swimming, fucking mermaid. Finding Nemo. Well, yeah, I was thinking Nemo.
Nemo,
but just keep swimming.
Yeah.
So I literally just was like swimming around. Even like, this is how you know I really enjoyed it, when there's like a moment where everyone's like, I think I'm gonna go back to the house, and I was like, I think we should go back to the beach.
Yeah, that's very shocking of you to say, because we are not beach people.
No, even though we live by the beach.
Yeah, I know, people get so when I was younger, on like my dating profiles, I was like, oh, I love the beach, hated the beach the whole time.
Yeah.
And it's like they take me to the beach, I'm like, god damn it, I don't want to go. I lied.
It's like
I'm a fraud.
It's like hikes, you know, where people are like, I love hiking, and I honestly swipe left.
Yeah, because that's my worst. If they have like a photo with them, like with hiking boots, like at the top of like a really tall mountain, bye.
Yeah.
I'm not
where
doing it.
Where am I going to be?
Never doing it. Not me.
Yeah.
Can't find me dead on fucking.
That's how they murder you.
Exactly.
That's literally how they do it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It's like I'm asking for it if I want to do that.
Begging.
Yeah.
So
kill me now. If I never mind, I'm not even gonna get into that.
Just kidding.
But yeah, it was really nice. I kept playing Florida by Taylor Swift.
Every Florida. Time when you were like saying you were going to Florida, that was playing in my brain.
Are you Swiftie?
No.
Woo!
I said no.
I'm just gonna take it as a yes. It's pronounced yes.
yes.
But
go back.
Lots of thoughts that you're taking back.
Trying to be a bit.
But yeah, it was really fun, and like the crowd was great. The people, you know, the town is so freaking cute.
Yeah.
It was like a trip where it was so fun and also relaxing. So it felt good.
It's like, you know, you used to say you need a vacation from your vacations. You kind of got both already into it,
right?
So it's not like you needed
a vacation.
Vacation after vacation.
Yeah. No, it was so great. The girls were amazing. Like, everyone was nice. No drama.
That's good.
Which is, I think that's the first bachelorette party I've been to where it's like zero drama.
Because how many girls went?
11.
Yeah. And that's when it gets like, it's a slippery slope. You just don't know. And it's like new personalities.
Yeah. Oh my God. I have to tell you the funniest story.
What happened?
So I got bit by something and my hand swells up. I texted you and I was like, I think I texted you, right? It was
you
like
did,
something
yeah.
bit me. I was really high at that point because I had been drinking, and my friend, the bride, was like, oh, here, take Benadryl, because it was so swollen. Like, it was like so red because it looked like almost my circulation was being cut off.
A picture of it?
No, I didn't even take a picture because I was, you know how I am. I try to act like everything's fine, but internally I'm freaking the fuck out. And I was about to get to the point where I was like, I need to tell one person that I'm freaking out. But I was like, I don't know why I do that to myself. I don't know why I do that, but.
It's just, it's like when I tell you like, hey, like when I ate the avocado the other day, my mouth started itching.
And I was you texted me.
If I stop breathing, just like, this is what's going on. My mouth is itching me really bad.
When you sent me that, I was like, I'm going to have to jump the gate of your community.
Good thing the gate's broken.
Yeah. And then break into your house. But I'll do it. I was like, I got you.
I'm not giving away my house secrets. No. You would have figured it out. Or just called 911 and gave me my address and they could have barged through the door.
Yeah, I have your address on DoorDash.
Yeah, exactly.
There's always a way. Always We're a smart way. Cookies.
When there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah. Anyway, so she gives me a Benadryl. I forget you can't take it when you're drinking. So I take it and then I chase it with a High Noon. And I'm just like sipping on the High Noon. And then I am sitting. We go to the pool. And you know I don't get in the pool.
So is this during the day?
During the day.
Okay.
So you know I don't get in the pool. So I'm sitting on the like
the ledge?
Yeah. And then I'm like, wow, everything is moving so slow. And I was like, what day is it? I felt like I had taken an edible. Like I was so, like everything was just so slow and like amplified. And I was like, oh my God.
An
so
out of body experience.
And outer at that point. Cause I wasn't even there.
An outer.
I could show you my ChatGPT every question. I started having a conversation with ChatGPT about like, am I gonna die? Like, what do I do? And it's like, in 4 to 6 hours, it'll go away. Just drink water. And I couldn't really text that much because my fingers were so swollen.
You had to use your left hand?
Yeah. And I had to be like...
Yeah. ChatGPT has become like a good friend of mine.
No, you know that meme where it's like a ghost and it's like me and ChatGPT?
Yep.
Yeah,
that's literally. Me. I've asked it everything under the sun.
Yeah, you use it more than I do.
Do you guys know it does palm reading?
And...
intuitive reading and tarot card reading and
color analysis.
Yes. So I did my color analysis. Have we talked about that? No, I haven't talked about this. So you just take a picture of yourself, obviously, and you say, give me a color analysis. It tells you what color jewelry, what season you are, what season colors fit you best. I am a deep autumn and a deep winter. So now I have a full palette of what I can wear, or that at least compliments me, which is a lot of things already. That's like the running joke. I'm like, yeah, every color looks good on me.
You always say that.
It's true. Just kidding. But yeah, I've taken it to a different level and I've tried to like slow down because I kind of became obsessed with it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So just be careful, guys.
You're taking a break. Slope.
It's like there's ChatGPT anonymous at this point. So I'm taking a break. Sometimes I'll ask it questions, but not at all day.
There was like one time where I was on TikTok and it was like, ask ChatGPT what it thinks of you. And I did. And it was the sweetest fucking message. I was like,
yeah,
it was like, you're a go-getter, you're driven, you follow up, you follow through, you're like amazing, I was just like, you're invited to my funeral.
No, it's amazing. What was the one thing I told you to ask it? Your life's purpose.
That it didn't one? Work for me.
Okay, well, it worked for me.
Purpose.
I started crying because I was like, that is so true.
I read yours. It was very sweet.
Yeah. What was the one you said? What was the question you said?
I don't recall specifically, but it was something like, tell me like what you think of me.
Tell me what you think of me.
Yeah. It was something, I think it was like along those lines. I don't know. It was like a TikTok. And then it just did like the sweetest message.
Oh. It said, I don't actually have thoughts or feelings about people. I don't form opinions like a human world.
Oh, well, mine did.
But I could tell you how you come across based on your charts or our chats.
Oh, let's see.
Maybe I should read this to myself before.
No, let's do it live.
You seem thoughtful and creative, especially with the projects you've mentioned, like your book and podcast. You're curious and open, and you ask questions that show you care about meaning and connection. Yeah. Tell me exactly what you wrote because I want more. Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
I have to find it. That's okay.
We could do it later.
Yeah, I'll have to find it, but like literally. Oh.
You found it?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
But I used it on vacation for the WP shots I love to take.
Oh, and for like
the drinks. The
ingredients.
Yeah, the ingredients. And I was like, oh, I have no service. Like the Safari's not pulling it up on time.
Okay, you have to say what the shot is. WP.
Wet pussy shot.
When Tracy orders these shots, you know she's trashed.
It's time to go home.
It's the end of the rope. Mm-hmm. And she'll order everyone and then nobody wants to take it. So she takes all of them.
All of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
every single time.
Every time. And I've done this since
since I've known you.
Yeah.
And they're not
college
bad I think. Drink. Like, it tastes good. It just, everyone's at the point where they can't drink anymore. And you're like, let's make everyone throw up. I'll hold everyone's hair and let's get Del Taco. Here's the shots. No one makes it home.
I have a plan every time I order that.
Yeah.
It worked. I mean, okay, we're at the Bachelorette and everyone's mm-hmm. like, okay, time to go to bed. And I was like, skirt.
No. Happening.
We're going to take WP shots. Yeah. And
I still have like trouble saying it at the bar for some reason.
Okay, when I was going to the bar very, very young, I would order a Sex on the Beach and a WP shot.
They were like, who is this horn dog?
Well, remember when I was like obsessed with the bartender at Black Bowl?
Oh.
So he already knew my drink.
He's like, I got you, babe.
Yeah. He's They're like, ready. Here you go. Bam, bam, bam. And I was like,
I wonder how he's doing.
I think he's doing great. Last I heard, he was like in the Fire Academy and...
He seems like he'd be part of the Fire
Such Academy. A lovely man.
Yeah, he was really nice. Every time he went to Black Bowl, or if I went with you... It was like free drinks all the time.
Yeah.
It was fabulous.
Yeah. Even like, you know, if I brought like, I don't know, just anyone with me, he would literally hook it up.
You slipped him your number, didn't you? Okay. We won't talk about that.
No, I'll share. I finally got the balls to do it like years later.
Yeah.
Years.
He could have had a girlfriend. We don't know that.
Yeah. Years later. And I never saw him take my number. So like, our friend Dominique, she believes that someone picked up that receipt. Because you know how it's not always the bartender who picks it up? Like the people who clean it up. She's like, maybe somebody else picked up the receipt. She's like, because he gave you free drinks literally for like 6 years straight.
Yeah, there wasn't. Yeah, exactly.
And every time like I walked in, he like immediately was like, hi, like, what are you drinking? Like, and there was a huge crowd and he always would take care of us. Like,
I don't think it was any like anything else. That's probably. Most likely the reason.
Still broke my heart.
I know.
Because I was like, oh my God, I like manned up and finally did it.
And this is why we don't hit on men.
And I never got a call back. And I was like.
We don't do well with rejection.
But I didn't. No, I never saw him again.
No.
I was like, I'm not going
Black
back.
Black Bowl closed down.
Yeah.
And after that.
After I stopped. I tried to keep him in business.
Okay? Yeah. So fun.
But yeah.
That was fun.
R.I.P. J name. What? I love a J name.
What was his name? Josh?
Yeah.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could see him being a Josh. Yeah. No more J names in our circles.
No Chads. No J's. Brads. No four letters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Minimum. Well, it sounds like you had a fabulous time in Florida.
It was so fun. Yeah. And again, like I'm relaxed. I'm tan. I think I'm tan. I got so many freckles. Which wasn't my plan. I was wearing a hat the whole time, but it's cool.
It happens.
Yeah.
Embrace the freckles.
The humidity, though.
Yeah, you're like, this is not it.
I showed you a picture where I look like I'm an Avengers ready to fight.
Tracy, I thought about that photo all day today. I was in a meeting. I was like, sorry. I started giggling as somebody's talking because I'm... because you told me you look like an Avenger in the way you guys were like walking.
Oh man.
This cat tells you. I wish you guys could see that. Oh man.
And I'm wearing a green dress. So it looks like the Hulk. It's not even like a Scarlett Johansson Avenger. I'm like literally, and my face is so pissed off. I'm just like scrunched nose. I'm like,
oh,
I'm literally like the definition of the humidity. Is this necessary?
It's like you're mad. You're like the humidity fighter.
No, legit. I was fucking fighting it. I was like, it's going down.
My abs are so good. I thought about that photo quite many times today. It was so good.
It reminded me of when you were at Disneyland and you'd like get a breeze and you're like.
I was sweating and I need the air in my armpits, okay?
That's
any form of air I needed.
I was like, I just don't want this humidity touching me and there's nowhere to go.
He's got the arms up. Like,
and you could tell I'm just uncomfortable and pissed.
I can't.
It's literally the best. It's almost as good as my Amish picture when I was the Undertaker.
There are just so many good photos.
I have to show you some other ones where like they capture me thinking.
And oh, you know, my you God. Love those thinking I photos. Love those. You're staring into nothing.
And it's like a deep thought.
Yeah, it's a very deep thought.
And the funny thing is, those. In my head, it's usually just like, like there's nothing going on. But it looks like I'm literally contemplating everything I've ever done in life.
You're like, why am I here? Why am I doing this? Why did I eat that?
None of that has ever gone through my head. It's just like I take a break.
I'm taking a photo of you and that's happening.
We're going to have to put a collage together of my photos.
Okay, your next birthday, that's all the photos I'm posting of you.
Okay, well, that's an attack.
It's okay.
It's my 36th birthday.
Yeah, literally. Well, it sounds like a grand old time.
I know. How are you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. I didn't do anything exciting this weekend. I got Botox. That was pretty fun.
That's always a blast.
I know. And I was like, so what am I going to do now that Tracy's gone this weekend? I didn't do anything.
You literally said you had all these plans. You went to Pilates.
Yeah. I mean, I should. I went to Pilates. I got Botox. I washed my hair. I did laundry. Okay, who's personally attacked now?
I had to. We've never used it.
No, that was like the perfect timing to use that. And I hung out the dogs. That's what I did. Okay, what other buttons are there?
I don't know. But I don't know why I just was like...
Quick thinking. Gotta be quicker than that.
No, that sounds like a lovely weekend.
Yeah, it was relaxed. It was fun.
Yeah.
It was fine. But this weekend, going balls to the walls.
I know. The moment I saw Shireen, she's like, I want to go out.
I was like, I need to go out this weekend.
I just swore to myself, my own soul, that I wasn't going to drink anymore. Yeah. But I'm back.
Well, yeah, you didn't even like quite. You're like, yeah, let's do it. And I was like, perfect. Excellent.
I'm just doing hair the dog every day now.
That's what you have to do. Well, you didn't drink today.
No.
Or did you? I don't know. Oh, you got a new card today.
I did.
That's exciting.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. For my own safety, I will not say what car.
No. Just a new car.
Just a new car.
Yeah.
Same as my old car, but just an upgrade.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's cool.
Lots of exciting things happening for you.
I know. No, it's honestly been like, I was thinking today, like as I was driving home, I'm like, God, like what an amazing May, June, or what are we in?
We're in May.
April, May.
Yeah.
You know, that I've had like, and it started off so rough, me being like just really going through it again, emotionally, physically, and mentally, and then turned into like, you know what? No. Even the other day, I think I was having a rough day, and I was like, everything's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You're just grabbing the bull by the horns.
I am a Taurus.
Wow. Bull on bull. That. Mm-hmm. See? Look at that.
Yeah.
You're so really embracing your Taurusism.
Taurus. Yeah, I don't know how to do it. I don't even know how to say a plural Taurus.
Tauruses?
Tauri?
I don't fucking know.
Like octopuses is octi. Octopi. Oh.
No, it's octi.
Octi?
It's an octopi.
And I fully believed you. I was like, I've been saying it wrong.
Plural of, I'm asking ChatGPT.
Oh, cactus is cacti.
That's, yeah. The plural of Taurus is Tauruses.
Fuck.
That was right.
I've been saying Tauri everywhere.
Ooh.
Mm.
My fellow Tauri. Oh, but shall we get into the fun, exciting shows we've watched this week?
Let's do it.
And then our thoughts on the infamous trial that's happening.
Yeah, because I've been living in a bubble, I haven't really kept up with it.
That's okay.
Because, you know, since my wellness retreat, I don't watch the news.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
No, it's fabulous. The news is horrible.
I feel like a new person.
Yeah. I haven't watched news and news, but Instagram is my news outlook. But let's start with something more exciting that we've been waiting for a while. Okay. Mormon Wives. You finished it, right?
I finished it, yeah.
Oh my God. What a season.
It was a long season.
It was only 10 episodes.
Oh, okay.
But the episodes were an hour long, and I think the last season it was 30 minutes.
Okay. Long? I was like, for some reason it feels longer.
Yeah. But the season started off strong. We have a new enemy.
Member? Oh, a new enemy?
Yeah, and we do have a new member.
Oh, okay.
So what were your takeaways from this season?
I took away that at first I was like, Taylor, you know, is always annoying, but this season I actually liked her.
Yeah.
Felt
bad for her this season.
Yeah. I still love Macy. I mean, she can do no wrong so far. Michaela got like a voice out of nowhere.
It bugged me.
It bugged you? Okay. I was curious on that piece.
I think she was too, like, she was bullying a little too much. More than I would like, have liked.
Yeah.
That was my thought.
I looked up their horoscopes. Mm-hmm. They're like 90% of them are Pisces and they're all water signs. But Whitney's a Taurus.
Oh.
Yeah.
I did see that no one's a Libra. I always check for someone's like me. Not one person.
No. They're all literally like Pisces and something else. Yeah. I can't remember. But Whitney's the only earth sign and the only Taurus. And I remember when we were at Stagecoach, I was like, I really like clicked with her. Mm-hmm. But it's weird. It's like, I don't agree with a lot of the things she does.
Yeah.
Like, you can totally tell she's just like, I just want to get back on, like, mom talk, essentially.
That's all she wanted, yeah.
And then, like, she should have had Taylor's back so many times because Taylor actually was the only one that voted for her to be back in. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't love that about her. It's weird. But then in person, she was so sweet.
Yeah, I think it's because she finally got another person on her side, and that person was against Taylor, which is obviously Demi, or Demi. So I think that's why she kind of just backstabbed Taylor again.
Yeah.
Ooh, Demi pissed me off this season.
Did she?
Yeah. But before I get into that, there is a new member, Miranda, and she was part of the original Mom Talk in the swinging scandal with her and her now ex-husband. So it's so funny because I would see them on TikTok way before the show like came on. So it's funny watching them on TV now.
I had no idea who these people were.
Yeah. So yeah, I like knew the whole like thing beforehand. There is another girl. She wasn't part of the swinging scandal, but they were all like, it was the three of them. Her name is Camille. But it was interesting to see them like, cause I feel like the first season they didn't really go into the swinging scandal, even though that's kind of what got them on the show.
No, Taylor was so open about it this season.
Yeah. Yes. And now that she had Miranda that was a part of it and like how open they were. Just kind of crazy what they talked about. I'd be mortified.
Yeah, that's really crazy.
Yeah.
I feel like Taylor read Demi to filth.
Yeah.
During that one fight scene.
Been a lot.
Okay. Question. Okay. What did you think of Taylor and her family's backyard?
I was angry.
Yeah.
The that way her so stepfather up. And her mother and her brother spoke to her.
And Dakota.
Yeah, and blamed her for what's happening and saying, oh, like, what does it speak of you to, like, you slept with him the first night? Like, that's so fun. And then still having his back after he did all this, like, shady ass shit.
And he's sitting there.
Yeah, and he's like, yeah, yeah. Agreeing. I'm like, you psychopath. This whole family is disgusting to
and
me,
And then she says, like, yeah, I know I'm trash. Yeah. And nobody's like, you're not trash. Like, that's so fucked up.
It broke my heart.
And now you know why she's in these places. Mm-hmm. They've torn her down forever.
Her mom was kind of like that the first season, though.
Her mom was like that the first season.
And then her stepdad doubled down and just, ugh.
It was bad.
And I felt bad the baby was there. Like, they're all yelling. Thank God, like,
the sister.
Took the baby inside.
No, that was really bad. I was like, no wonder she's having, like, these. No wonder she thinks of herself this way. So she's finding these guys. It's not because she's sleeping with them the first night. It's because her own family has pushed her to think that she's trash. Unworthy of good love.
Ugh. I think about that.
My parents would never, ever put me down like that.
Hell no.
Ever.
They wouldn't do it to me. They wouldn't do it in front of people. And they definitely wouldn't do it on a fucking reality TV show.
And they wouldn't do it in front of the person who's cheated on me.
Yeah. He really thought he was doing something with when he said that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. That makes me so angry.
I think that was, like, the one thing that made me the angriest in that whole season.
Yeah. It made me have more, like, empathy for her.
Same. I flipped it where I was like, okay, I see her.
Yeah.
I hear her.
I understand her now.
And I understand. And
why she feels. Because it's really sad to watch her and how, like, down she is about you know, her life and thinking she deserved all this bad stuff to happen to her. It's horrible.
Why? Because she was a swinger? Yeah. Like, come on.
There's a lot of the mouth there.
You could be a cheater.
Yeah. And she was.
Yeah. Like,
and she was a cheater. And, but she owned up to it.
Yeah. And she's good at taking accountability.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
I think because she doesn't want to have that on her plate anymore,
mm-hmm.
which I agree. Okay. The Halloween party.
Yeah.
I got the ick from that Halloween party. Everyone was so embarrassing. So Miranda's ex-husband, Chase, like he showed up and he was talking to Dakota. I think the way Taylor approached it was a little aggressive. But did you agree with her saying like Dakota should have had her back?
Yes, 100%. Mm-hmm. Because Dakota's trying to prove himself to her.
Yeah.
So yeah, he should have had her back. And then I don't think she was that aggressive because I think of like whenever someone speaks ill of me mm-hmm. and I run into them, I hate them immediately. Yeah. All those feelings come back. So there's no way to not have a
reaction. Yeah.
Especially because he's been doing TikToks and all this stuff about mm-hmm. her. And it's like, if you want to, her whole thing is like, if you guys want to talk about it and talk about the things I did, go for it. But be fully transparent and yeah. honest about what you're doing was in that.
Yeah. I think the way, and not saying it was aggressive necessarily, I think she has trouble like putting her like thoughts and words together. So when she's angry, I feel like it doesn't come out the way like she always wants it to come out.
Yeah, because she's so triggered.
No, and, yeah.
And like.
So it makes me like, just hold on a second. Like, mm-hmm. let's like gather. I think it's just like the outside looking in type of feeling I have mm-hmm. from like, let's just gather our thoughts so you don't, so they don't have anything else that's going to like be put against you.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. That was it. And then the Demi and that Brett. Was so dumb. The way he's like, she or he put his hands on me. Like, I get it. Like, he like touched her.
Yeah.
But the hurt, I think it was just, it made it seem like he did something like worse.
She said he put his hands on me. Yeah. That's worse.
Yeah.
Than like he, you know, like touched
a
push, me.
A slap, anything.
Mm-hmm.
A grab.
Yeah.
Brett is hot though.
Brett is hot. Jordan was a little hot when he was like, take a good ability. I was like, oh, why did you just like grow 5 inches? Like, he like went all the way up to Chase and I was like, whoa, did you just like jump and yeah. say that?
And you saw Chase, he's like, what are you guys talking about? Have you seen any of the podcasts that they've been on lately?
So I just watched this morning the Nick Vile one
with
Michaela and Jesse.
Okay.
Yeah. Demi saying that she wanted a storyline where her and Dakota had an affair.
Or Demi wanted them to have it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
What did I say?
Jesse.
Oh, shoot. No, I meant Demi.
Yeah.
Demi or whatever uh-huh. fuck her name is. That's nuts.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Like, why are you... She's really out for the money.
Yeah, she's willing to do anything, mm-hmm. which is crazy. Here's the other thing that I thought was really nuts is... Marciano showing up at the end and saying it was Jesse.
Yeah.
And that they had sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I guess they're obviously filming season 3 right now. But she did say, I think, on the Vile Files, like, there's a lot more to the story.
Mm.
So I'm pretty sure, like, something about their marriage. I don't know what's going on with her and Jordan.
Yeah.
But I can't wait to freaking find out. But did you see, because Demi and Brett were on the Vile Files, and they were talking how, like, Jesse's so, like, fame-hungry and just wants, like, stardom and all these things. But I guess a few months prior to that, Brett went to Jordan and asked for $10,000 to pay their bills.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But they said that? Jesse said that.
Jesse said
that. I saw Jesse say that on a comment or
yeah, post. Jesse said mm-hmm. that. But that they went to Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just funny because they're saying, oh, like, she's looking for, like, this, like, fame and stardom and all these things when they're, like, kind of broke.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you well, should be looking for, I don't know.
Yeah. I think it was strange too that, well, Michaela kind of, not kind of, but she really tried to say both sides where she's like, well, we had this plan where say, if we don't get this money, we all walk. And then Jesse right. showed up late to it and was like, wait, no, I'm not walking. Like, what are you guys talking about? You know, like she wasn't privy to that information.
Yeah.
So I think like that really started the whole thing. And then Demi went around and was like, we need to get her off and stuff like that yeah. because they were upset because they didn't get the more money. I think her being a fan favorite got to her head last yeah, year. Yeah,
because she was my favorite last season. But now, not. Mm-hmm. Heard Whitney meet a TikTok about like, villain poses. Did you see it? Mm-mm. Yeah, it was like a bunch of like random like Disney villains, and they did poses like them.
That's funny.
Yeah. Well, great season. Can't wait to watch season 3.
I know. I hope it comes out sooner than later.
I know. Because there was a rumor there was supposed to be 20 episodes this season, but obviously not. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a spoiler for people that haven't watched it yet, but the 9th episode of The Handmaid's Tale came out. Mm-hmm. And what a whirlwind of emotions that was. Because mm-hmm. the 8th, a lot of the characters or actors were saying the 8th episode was going to be like a insane episode. Mm-hmm. And I was like, it wasn't really much for me.
No, I was pissed.
Yeah, livid. But episode 9.
Finally.
I was jaw dropped.
There's only 10 episodes.
Yeah, the next one's the series finale.
Wow.
But it was so good. It was so sad, though.
I waited for this for so long. And yeah. I'm like.
And I told you, like, I binged the past 5 seasons mm-hmm. in the last month and a half, maybe.
I was so concerned for your mental health.
I was depressed.
I was constantly checking in on you and being like, maybe you should take a break.
Yeah. And you even sent me like that Instagram about Moira.
Yeah, where she's like, I can't go to Gilead anymore.
Yeah.
I can't get there. And she was like, if you're binging it, like, take breaks. Careful, yeah. Be careful. Like, I feel like I still am in that mentality every time the season comes out and mm-hmm. I watch one episode per week. I cannot imagine binging that show.
It was a lot. Yeah, after season 4, I was exhausted. It's kind of wild.
C-Swift coming in with that reputation. Okay.
Is that like the TV version?
It is the TV version.
Oh, because that album hasn't come out yet, right?
No, so we're all like freaking out.
It was a little like sneak peek preview.
I almost cried.
Yeah, it was badass. Like when the song came on, I was like, oh shit.
And Elizabeth Moss said she's been wanting to use a Swiftie song for the whole time, this whole thing, series. Really? But like she could never find a perfect spot. She's like, this was it.
It was It set the tone for the rest of the episode.
Oh, it was so good. Chills.
Like, some badass shit is about to happen.
Chills.
And before we got into the badass shit that happened, obviously, it's never that easy to get to the badass shit. I think when they got caught originally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pissed. Literally. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. It's like you go through, they always do that on that show, though. They go through this like badass movement and then bam, they just get to them.
Yeah. And I was like, we can't do it. It's episode 9.
Yeah.
We have 2 more episodes. Like, really?
I love that her husband saved her, though.
I know.
Because he's always wanted to save her and now they can move forward.
And he had that moment.
My question is, where is Hannah? We have not heard a thing about Hannah this whole time.
And they've been asking like, hey, is Hannah and June going to be reunited? There's like not really an answer. Mm-hmm. I think Hannah's donezo. Same with what's her name? Emily. What happened to Emily?
Yeah. She went to
Alaska.
Yeah. And she's been like doing some work research out there. Yeah.
But yeah, Hannah's gone. At this point, I don't think, unless everything comes full circle next episode.
Also, finally, Janine gets a break.
Thank the Lord.
Because I was like, watch, she's going to be the only one that dies right now.
Exactly. Thank the Lord she's okay. Mm-hmm. And then Aunt Lydia come in. When she was saying all those, like, the prayer, mm-hmm. like, praying for the girls, and the end, she's, like, from these, what does she say?
Terrible.
Godless mm-hmm. men. I was like.
Finally.
I was like, you've been a shitty ass person this whole time and you probably still are, but finally you say something. And she was willing to get hung
with
the rest of them.
That made me cry actually because when someone turns like that, mm-hmm. that takes a lot.
It does take a lot.
Mm-hmm. Especially in religion.
Yes.
That's why I was like crying because I was like, okay.
It doesn't happen often.
But
it should happen more in real life.
Serena too mm-hmm. finally freaking came through,
dude. Something about what's his name, Trello,
the Canadian guy. Jesus so Christ. Freaking hot
when he walked in.
I'm always like, Serena, you go and marry everybody in the world except the Canadian.
Yeah, he's actually American. He just lives in Canada.
Oh, I forgot that piece.
Yeah,
but
he's Canadian by I don't fucking
in know. My brain he's Canadian.
He probably says A.
I'm always like, oh my God, Serena. Like,
I hope they end up together, even though we're never going to know. But I hope, well, let's finish this thought and then we'll go into the next thought I have. but yeah, it was lovely to see him as always. And finally she gave information that kind of helped June and the rest of the revolution happen.
I know.
And then
Lawrence. And Nick.
Fuck Nick, dude.
Yeah.
He was so... How fast my thoughts about him, like, changed. Oh, he pisses me
off. And it was funny because that day you asked me, is Nick good or bad? And I was like, I was going to say good, but then that happened. That's why I was like, I'm not going to say anything. And
I just, like, cause I couldn't figure him out. Mm-hmm. Like, he definitely showed, like, good characteristics.
The whole time. I'll give him that.
Yeah, until season 5-ish? Or is it beginning of
season 6? I actually think until season 6.
I watched all of them, so now they're all kind of getting... Mm-hmm. Confused.
I think until season 6 is where you start being like, is he actually not that great?
Yeah, I couldn't tell. There is a conspiracy going around, or conspiracy theory going around, that Nick knew June was there and that something was going to happen on that plane. Because you know how he like kind of paused, mm-hmm. and, like looked and then like took a deep breath and looked inside and walked in?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he knew something?
No.
Okay. I don't think so either.
I don't think so because if he knew, he would have like, I think he would have stopped the whole thing, or he would have gone over, kissed her, and then left. Like one or the other.
Yeah.
I don't think he knew either because he was also really upset that his wife went into labor because the cake. She went to like pre-labor.
He's like pissed about it.
Yeah, and he seemed pissed about it. And then she was like, choose me, mm-hmm. like choose our son. This time around, and like I feel like she got through to his head, so I don't think he knew.
Yeah. No, I think the same. I did have a brief thought. I was like, maybe, because
mm-hmm.
just how he was like acting right before he got on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
But Lawrence, man, took one for the team.
Lawrence is so cute.
Took one for the team. I was talking to a friend earlier, and we were talking about like he's the one that essentially created Gilead.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like. Putting that thought out there, like he actually had a place in creating this horrible like city or whatever it was, but just seeing him kind of like retract and like doing the right thing to fix it, mm-hmm. even that meant like taking his own life.
Yeah.
So
well, I think that like he wanted to do something good, and then it just became so religious that it became like. Awful.
It was too much for it was over his head at this point.
Yeah, and then he lost control of it, and that's why he wanted to kill all the commanders, because mm-hmm. the commanders were the ones that really changed his way of this like new America that he mm-hmm. had thought of, like because he wasn't a religious man
at all,
so like he had not tried to create that.
Mm-mm.
But it's these commanders like ran behind the Bible and then just did all these crazy things, and that's why he's always been like after the commanders,
mm-hmm. and they flipped on him.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
But that what a G.
Plane. Yeah, what a G. That scene of June watching the plane explode.
Yeah.
That chills. Was insane. Oh, I can't wait for the next episode.
I know, the finale.
I know. It'll be so sad. But yeah, what else? What else?
Another show I got you on.
Oh, The Last of Us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm only on season one.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm not really into those like types of shows, essentially. But I had nothing to do this past weekend because you were gone. And I was like, let me just start it. And such a good show. I was a little grossed out by the little monster zombies. Thing, whatever they are. They're disgusting, but really into it. I'm on episode 8 now.
Okay.
I'll let you guys know how I feel when I'm caught up.
Okay, I want you to record your reaction for season 2, episode 1.
Oh, okay.
So we can share it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll be there soon.
And we can share it on the next episode.
Oh, because, I'm nervous now.
Yeah. You don't play the video game, I'm assuming, right?
Well, you would know. Really? You would know if I played a video game. Do I look like I have video games?
No.
Okay.
But, so to me, I don't play it either, and I don't ask anybody questions or about this show. Like nobody watches it that I know.
I know a million people that watch it. Apparently,
that's why I was like, "Can you please watch it?
I'll get you in contact with them."
Someone. So that was shocking. That the first episode, I was like, "What the fuck?" And then it was like everyone knew it was going to happen, and I was like,
Okay. Okay. I'm not going to ask questions.
I'm ask questions. But I'm just like telling you how like apparently people knew. But because you don't, I'm excited to see your reaction. Okay. Because it would be the same as mine where I'd be like.
Oh.
But really, yeah. So the people are super weird. The non-people are super weird too. The, I was going to say the, I forgot her name, Ellie. What mm-hmm. do you think of Ellie?
I love her. Mm-hmm. There's times where I'm like, shut up, kid. Mm-hmm. Like, but she's grown on me.
Yeah.
She's grown on me throughout the episodes.
Okay.
I'm at the part where, what's his name in the show? Pedro Pascal.
Joel.
He was shot. So she's trying to like take care of him. But those Aww. People in the other village, like she shot the deer, that people in the village like found her mm-hmm. and that whole thing.
Yeah. Okay.
So I think he's about to shoot her. And that's where I paused it.
Okay.
I know he doesn't shoot her, but yeah.
That's yeah.
I paused it.
Good.
That's been a while.
No, it's a cute. It's a good show.
I know.
And Pedro Pascal and it are just so good.
Yeah.
He's so good in everything, but he's such a good Joel. I'm excited for you to catch up on that one too.
Yeah. I know you have a show that you've been telling me to watch that I haven't watched.
I know. I feel like I'm
There's
always
so
like,
many.
Watch this?
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't have time for this.
Send me fucking other shows.
The show Forever on Netflix. It is the cutest fucking show I've seen in a very, very long time.
Really?
It is cutesy, teenager, lovey drama that just transports you back to high school.
Mm, I hated high school.
Oh, see, I loved high school.
High school triggers me. Just kidding.
I could go back to high school any moment.
That's good.
But yeah, I'm just like, oh, like it's such a good show and like the music is good.
Okay.
I think it was created by Regina King.
Oh, okay.
I know for sure she directs it and it's from a book. So, and it's like, it's all like black culture and like, you know, it's all really cute. And
I'll add it to my weekend show
list. You'll binge it. It's only like 10 episodes, but like you, every episode leaves you on a cliffhanger and so you want to watch the next one. I watched it all on the plane.
Oh, that's perfect. Mm-hmm.
And during my layovers and then on the way back. Speaking of that, anytime there's a sex scene on the plane,
it's so awkward.
I kept like going fast forward.
Yeah.
But it's still so awkward. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I wish I was watching this at home.
No, it's so uncomfortable. Even when I'm like reading a book that's like a little, you know, like, for example, like 50 Shades of Grey, even though I'm not reading that.
I literally thought of that.
Yeah. It's like, I think that they know that I'm reading something that's like dirty.
Yeah, like, because I'm like blushing.
This is so uncomfortable. Like little do they know what I just read.
So when I read 50 Shades of Grey, I read it when I was at the branch still, working at a branch.
Oh.
And I covered the cover. Yeah. I like actually did like a textbook cover on it. And nobody even knew about the book at that time.
Yeah.
But still I was like, nope, you're not going to catch me reading porn. No.
Not today, not tomorrow.
Because that book was intense. It was more intense than the movies.
It almost like kind of changes your thoughts. That book was not meant for people that, I don't know. Never mind.
Yeah.
I have a lot of never mind this episode. I'm so sorry. My thoughts are not appropriate. Shall we get into, I don't want to get into it too much because it's not over yet, the Diddy trial.
Oh, sure.
We'll kind of like briefly go over what's going on so far. Obviously, it's absolutely disgusting, horrifying, and I hate him. I really was invested when Cassie was on the stand and just hearing the things that he made her do and these freak-offs and the beatings, I've never felt
Can
so
you
sick.
Share them with me? Because I haven't done any research. You sent me something to read, but there's so many things.
It's been a lot.
I couldn't get through it.
God, I don't even know where to start with you with this. There's so many. So basically, during the freak-offs, which like the all-white party, they lasted between 24 hours to 72 hours. And she would have to have like sex with like multiple partners, basically have to be on drugs to like survive these parties. there was like STDs and like pills and alcohol and all these types of things, like where just to keep her going, the longest one they said was four days. I'm so disgusted even like thinking about it and talking about it. So that was huge. Obviously the video of her trying to get into the elevator. Did you see that video? Okay, like where he,
the one that really ran away, everything.
Yeah, ran away, dragged her. All the security that came out that said like they've seen her, seen him beat her. He raped her. And then there's a lot of things going on right now where they're saying the jury keeps asking, like, or the thoughts are like, well, why didn't she just leave? And they don't understand, like, someone that's in an abusive relationship, it's not that simple to just leave.
The jury's also primarily male.
Yeah, which is, I don't know how they, like, keep picking these juries. Like, they should be, like, split up between male and women and then different ages.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to understand the psyche of a woman that's in an abusive relationship. Yeah. Especially with a man of power.
Like and, that.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
and all the things you've already done, I'm assuming, again, I haven't read any of this, but like, I'm assuming when you've already done some stuff, you're like, they're going to use it as blackmail. I can't leave.
Exactly. So there's a bunch of videos. So he used to call in male escorts to have sex with her, and he would watch, but it was videotaped. Oh, yeah,
that gives me chills.
It's really dark and deep, and he would watch, but there's videotapes of these. So he has used them as blackmail.
With Cassie.
Mm-hmm. He, there is a, his, her mom had to pay for like one of the tapes so he wouldn't use it. It was like $25,000 just to kind of, but of course, I'm sure there's like multiple copies of that. She did say after like he raped her, she did like have consensual. What am I trying to say?
Consensual.
I said, okay.
Yeah.
Sex them afterwards. And I think that kind of, when they did the cross examination, that was a big thing. Like, okay, well, then what are you doing? Like, why are you going back
to him? So many rape victims do that because they romanticize it, so it's no longer rape.
Exactly.
That's easy.
But I think that's what's happening a lot in this case. Did you see the statement her husband put out?
Yeah. Made me cry.
Yeah, that boy. That was
she deserves someone like that after the terror she lived.
Yeah, bless his heart. Dawn from Danny Kane was on trial, and she brought up an incident that said they were working, and then Cassie, he wanted her to cook something. I don't know exactly what had happened. Like make him eggs, and he hit her over the pan or over the head with a pan.
A hot pan.
I don't know if it was hot. I didn't say. I didn't specify. But he hit her with the pan in front of her.
How scary.
So he's like doing these things in front of people. But everyone's so scared of him. Because I'm pretty sure he killed Tupac. And he killed Kim Porter. Allegedly. In my brain. I don't want to get sued.
Yeah.
But these are my thoughts. That he killed his ex-wife. Definitely killed Tupac. Attempted to kill Suge Knight. Suge Knight's a piece of shit though. But still. Because there was the other thing where like, I guess something had happened with Suge and he was down the street and she had begged him, like, don't do anything stupid. Like, don't go see Suge. Like, leave it alone. And I don't know exactly what happened that night.
That's crazy.
But yes. And then a lot of the male escorts have come out and, like, kind of talked about, like, what he made them do with Cassie.
Yeah. Oh.
Mm-hmm. It was really bad.
And it's all with her.
Yeah.
So the freak-offs are with her.
It's with a bunch of people, but it's obviously this is about her and like their situation because they were in a relationship.
I think that's where the defense, the prosecution might be fucking up, because I've been reading that the prosecution, no, the defense, they're saying like, yeah, but this is just a relationship. This isn't a, and he's on trial for like trafficking and like racketeering and all those types of things, you know? So I think like, yes, we need Cassie's testimony and all that openness and stuff, but at the same time it's like I'm also just reading the little bit that I've read, like literally what, 2 hours ago. It's like I see where they could lose, the prosecution could lose, because it's so much about what Cassie did during those freak-offs and I'm not getting the full picture of there's multiple people he forced essentially to do the same thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, he didn't force other people to do it. That was like their own thing.
But isn't that what he's on trial for?
Well, he's on trial for a lot of things. This is going to be a long case.
Okay.
I think this is just the beginning. It's only day 8. So this is like just the beginning of the case. So Kid Cudi is coming on.
And he dated Cassie,
Cassie, right? Yeah. So there's still a lot ahead of it. But they're not going to take this to trial with not having evidence for the other things. It just hasn't happened. They haven't talked about it yet. Or what they've put out there.
Got it. So see, like one of the main charges is sex trafficking. Mm-hmm. Because he hired escorts?
I don't know. I don't know the details of that yet. It hasn't been really talked about.
Okay, so currently, technically right now, what they're doing is painting the picture.
Yes, it's still the beginning of the...
Oh, okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
They're building that.
Because I'm like, I'm still not understanding then why he's... I think he should be, but I'm saying like in a legal aspect of it.
Yeah.
Like, where is the crime?
Right. It's still happening.
Yeah. Okay.
So this is just the beginning of the trial. We'll see what folds out. Because if they don't have evidence, I don't think it would have gone this far
to go to trial. Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
this is just exactly like you said, painting the picture of who he is as a human being.
I did read that one of his defense attorneys, the girl, is like not doing well.
Yeah.
And so they keep sending her post-its, and like people can tell based on the color of how many post-its they keep sending her because like they're running out of post-its constantly because she's like, she doesn't know what to do. Because it seems almost like she doesn't agree with the stuff, which obviously as an attorney, you have to. Like, you're just there to defend your client.
Mm-hmm.
But like apparently she's not doing well. And so they keep. The other ones have to keep telling her like what to say and ask and do. So I wouldn't be surprised if somehow she gets fired.
Didn't he have one quit before the trial even started? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. He is disgusting and gross, and I hope he goes away for a very, very long time.
I hope he doesn't kill himself.
Yeah. I really hope he fucking just like sits there and takes a beating. He's gross. But it's going to be his a long journey ahead of us.
His daughters were there. They went to prom.
Yeah, it's going to be gross.
Yeah.
I can't imagine being...
Listening about my dad. Listening.
Yeah. Doing these horrific things to women.
Yeah.
Poor Cassie. I feel so bad for her. And she's like 8 months pregnant.
I know.
Oh, and they were saying like if she goes into labor, like all her things like she like said could go into like mistrial. Because she can't show up for it or something.
That's crazy. Yeah. She's going to go into labor.
I read that and I was like, that doesn't make any sense. She's 8 months pregnant.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
No, her husband put out like the best statement ever. Yeah.
So
we'll just have to keep watching.
Yeah, that's exactly. It's kind of hard, to be honest. It's really difficult to listen to. That's why I haven't
been involved in it because it's just like such a sad, sad thing for people to go through. And sometimes I feel like when it's things like this, it like kind of... I don't know, it kind of like makes it like that stigma, right, of a powerful man doing this to a young girl, and it's like R. Kelly, you know, like they always do that to these younger girls, and I don't know, I feel like it just hopefully it helps girls be like, this isn't normal, but sometimes I'm also curious of like, does it do the opposite effect, you know?
What do you mean?
Like where, like they do think that is normal because all these rappers do this.
Yeah. I'm sure there is people that think that way. And it is sad.
Mm-hmm.
It's very sad. And this isn't the last we're going to hear of someone doing this. And that's the sad part.
For sure.
But when the sex trafficking and all that. Also, you know, maybe there's some other like subcategories within sex trafficking and like what can be considered it.
For sure.
So I kind of want to research that and see.
Yeah, I was just trying to look it up right now. Like what are his actual charges?
Yeah.
And like what does each one mean?
Mm-hmm.
So like we'll,
broad, yeah.
We can do the research for that.
Yeah, we'll do research because I actually had to take a break from looking at it a little bit this week. I was like,
it's dark.
It's really dark.
It's not a show. It's real life.
It's real life. I wish they had it live though. Like the Johnny Depp and or not.
Maybe it's so dark that they can't.
It is. Mm-hmm. This is just like the tipping point. This is day 8. And I think it's going to be going on for a while.
Yeah.
And they've already covered the... Oh, disgusting. But yeah. Well, let's end this on a brighter note.
Sure.
I don't know if I can. It's Memorial Day weekend coming up.
It is. Yeah. And we're going to do some fun stuff on Sunday. Yeah. Sunday fun day.
Yeah. Hopefully we have some good stories to share with you about that.
I know. Not,
or we'll keep it a secret.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we're so bad.
Yeah. Ba-ba-ba-ba to the bone. Oh, God. Well, with that, guys, hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Make sure you follow us on our Instagram at the Bad Influencers Pod. And we'll talk to you next week, hopefully.
Okay. Bye.